Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyous. We have a great God. And again, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. You've been liberated in this life. You can stand in that liberty. You have the ability to control and renew and renovate your mind. You don't have to live in the revolvings of the mind and of the thought. You have the spiritual being that lives inside of you, which I'm going to go over a little bit today. I'm just so thankful, and I'm feeling so loving towards the Word and blessed to be a son of God, just like you're a child of God, and you have all the rights that any child has. You have the right to God. He hears you. He listens to you. He knows your voice. He knows everything about you, every hair on your head. He takes care of the creation. When you look around, He's taking care of everything. He certainly is going to take care of you. This morning, I was reading in Romans 8, verse 15. It says, "For ye have not received a spirit of bondage or slave or servitude again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." You have not received the spirit of fear, but you've received the spirit of sonship. I'm going to go over that a little bit. It's just so contrary to what certainly what I go through in life. You know, the fear that comes about even thinking of the future, there's fear. But we haven't received the spirit of fear. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." God's given you peace, not fear. He's given you peace. Verse 4, "I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched or made rich by him in all utterance and in all knowledge." You have been enriched. It's not that you don't live in the spirit of fear. You've been enriched with all utterance and with all knowledge, and that's knowledge to get to know God. That's what you've been enriched with. Where do you settle your mind? Do you feel like you live in fear? It's not out from the origins of God. If you jump over to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Now thanks be to God, which at all times or which always causes us in triumph in Christ Jesus and maketh manifest the savor of all or every knowledge in every place." He gives you triumph. He doesn't give you the spirit of fear. He at all times causes or leads us in triumph. I just love that. You're triumphant right now. You don't have that. It's not about. You got to choose where you put your heart. You got to choose where you put your mind. If you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Mind or set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." He causes you to triumph in this life. He gives you grace. He gives you peace. He gives you understanding. He gives you all these things. Where are you focused? Seek those things which are above, not where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, where you sitteth right next to him. You have been exalted to a position of sonship. You are not in the spirit of fear. I want to finish up with this. If you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "And have put on like a t-shirt the new man," the new spiritual man, "which is daily acquiring strength with the motion towards the epignosis." Epignosis is having a true and personal relationship with an object where you hear from that object and it gives you advice. Again, "And have put on the new spiritual man, which is daily acquiring strength with motion to get to know God, after the image of him that created him." He is giving you daily inspiration, daily. He gives you the emotional will to do. He gives you the physical will to do. He gives you all these things to get to know them. Seek therefore those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full through the instrument of getting to know God and getting to know his son, Christ Jesus. You have not been given the spirit of fear. You've been given triumph and victory and glory. Be thankful, therefore. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, again, you pray to God. Never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. It's not biblical. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the things that you do for us on a continual basis. Again, I pray for our country that you just protect it and that we don't go to war, Father. And I thank you just that you're here for us and that you hear your people. Again, I pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you bless them and just show them how much you love them. And I'm very grateful for your word and for the people that you've put in my life. I pray for the upcoming months, that everything just goes smoothly. Concerning our business, and that it's a blessing, and that the people that come in are the right people. And again, I just thank you for everything you've done for me and my family. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.